transgender, White House to denounce GOP child protection laws. By Neil Monroe on June 29, 2021. White House officials will stage an event on Wednesday to denounce the popular state bills that are being passed to protect children and athletes from pro-transgender activists, teachers, and Democrats. The event will highlight the hopes, joys, and success of young transgender and non-binary people across America, said a June 29 report from LookedNation.com. But Biden is throwing our women and girls under the bus, responded Terry Schilling, the president of the American Principles Project. He told Breitbart News. The fact that they are hosting an event where they are weaponizing gender-confused children against women's rights is downright evil. I never thought I'd miss having President Obama. But at least he only sued Catholic nuns and didn't go after all of our girls. President Biden is a disgrace. The report said the White House will use the June 30, 7 p.m. event to portray the establishment-backed, lavishly funded, media-backed, pro-transgender child activists as the victims of the GOP's popular child protection laws. The convening is specifically focused on transgender youth and how systemic discrimination affects their daily lives. Young transgender and gender non-binary leaders from across the country will share stories about the impact that state-level anti-transgender legislation has had on their well-being, their experiences of multiple, intersecting forms of discrimination, and best practices for advancing acceptance and equality for transgender people, the White House said. Education Secretary Miguel Cardona, Assistant Secretary for Health Dr. Rachel Levine, and Assistant Attorney General Kristen Clark will join Psaki along with transgender athletes and elected officials. The report did not say the White House invited any supporters of women's rights to speak at the event. An increasing number of girls and women are pushing back against the transgender ideology after watching other girls and women being pushed off award podiums by males posing as women, or being forced to share cells with violent men who insist they are women. Similar to how you can't be Catholic and support abortion, you can't be a feminist and support transgender rights, Schilling said. The administration's policies will not only put our girls' safety in danger by putting gender-confused boys in our daughters' showers and locker rooms but also in their sporting competitions. The government's push to celebrate transgenderism among children is very unpopular, but is not being opposed by GOP leaders. For example, a September 2020 poll of 3,500 likely voters, conducted by Spry Strategies and sponsored by the Women's Liberation Front, showed that 54% of voters strongly oppose children undergoing physical sex change surgery or taking cross-sex hormones. Just 8% strongly agreed. Biden has hired many pro-transgender activists, including health official Rachel Levine, and is backing a draft law that would allow people to impose penalties on groups and organizations that do not recognize their claim to have switched sex. He is also backing rules and regulations that would pressure schools to accept the sex change claims by kids, and also force doctors and hospitals to provide hazardous drugs and therapies to children so young that they have not even gone through puberty. In a presidential debate in October 2020, Biden indicated he accepted the claim that children can make lifetime medical decisions, even before puberty, and said, "The idea that an 8-year-old child or a 10-year-old child decides, you know, I decided I want to be transgender. That's what I think I'd like to be, it'll make my life a lot easier. There should be zero discrimination, and so I promise you, there is no reason to suggest that there should be any right denied your daughter, or daughters, whichever, one or two, your daughter, that your other daughter has a right to be or do. None. Zero." Numerous polls show the public wants to protect their kids from transgender activists, from medical risks, and from the social isolation ensured by a transgender identity. GOP leaders in Congress have been largely silent about the issue, despite a roar of protest from GOP activists and a nationwide wave of protective legislation by GOP legislators. For example, the Twitter account used by GOP leader Representative Kevin McCarthy has no mentions of transgender. He also did not speak in the floor debate when the Democrats' pro-transgender bill was passed in March. Broad and vague polls show public sympathy for the Democrats' transgender legislation. But detailed polls show deep and widespread rejection of transgender demands amid plenty of anecdotal evidence that many Democrats also oppose the transgender ideology. The strong opposition is fueling support for state legislation in many states that protect children from further damage. A May 2021 Gallup poll, for example, showed 62% to 34% opposition to transgender entry into women's sports. Even the National Republican Senatorial Committee, run by Senator Rick Scott, RFL, noted that one of its April polls of Latino voters showed 51% strong opposition to just 15% strong support for transgender sports.